U.S. Navy vet Tyler Dunn has returned home to Hickman, Kentucky after serving 5 years. These days, if he isn't working or completing assignments for a business degree, you might find him with the stray cats he saved from a parking lot. It's hard to reconcile this sensitive pet owner with another fact about Dunn. Nearly 10 years ago, he was fired by Tyson Foods in Union, Tennessee for animal cruelty.
It was quite an experience, nothing like I've ever had and ever will.
Dunn was fired after he appeared in an undercover video recorded by an animal rights group that showed what happens in the part of the plant called the live hang. Dunn was playing a game to see who could hang the most birds.
Two people would get beside each other in front of the line, and then they would start hanging like fast. So instead of 24 a minute, which was minimum, we might hit 50 or more a minute, and they called it unnecessary force.
During the live hang, employees admit to breaking the backs of birds as they would peck, claw, and defecate on workers to break free. The USDA permits poultry plants to process at 140 birds per minute. Tyson has pledged to improve worker training and take other steps to prevent what it calls unacceptable behavior. But industry critics say the underlying problem is the speed at which employees must do their work.
I feel like the workers aren't bad people.
That's Debbie Berkowitz, senior fellow with the Worker Safety Advocacy Group, National Employment Law Project, and former senior official with the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. She says the higher line speeds increase emotional and physical stress for the workers and animals.
There is a direct connection. If you make workers work at a breakneck speed, they don't really have a choice.
Berkowitz is among a group of worker and food safety advocates concerned about a proposal from the poultry industry to allow an even faster rate of work in parts of the processing facility. They feel higher line speeds equate to increased risk for foodborne illness and injured workers. Tom Super is a spokesman for the National Chicken Council.
Really, the motivation is to improve efficiency, to keep up with our international competitors, to modernize the system, and really so we can operate more effectively and efficiently.
In September, the NCC petitioned the USDA to allow some plants that operate under a new poultry inspection system a waiver, removing the current limit of 175 birds per minute. Super says plants should be able to do more.
We have a government pilot program that has been operating for almost 20 years and has proven safe for the food supply. It has proven safe for the safety of our workers, and it has benefited American consumers as well.
Only 20 poultry plants operate under the program, but the industry says higher line speeds will probably encourage more to operate under the new inspection system. Super says the waiver would affect just one part of the plant, the evisceration line, where organs are removed. But Berkowitz and other critics say that's likely to speed up other work.
If they are going to allow 140 birds per minute to whiz by, now they're going to go to 170 or 200 or 250. That means that many more birds are being killed per hour, which means live hang has to hang that many more birds.
Federal statistics show slaughtering and processing facilities are the sixth most dangerous workplace for severe injuries, and many other injuries caused by repetitive movement aren't reported by workers. Paducah resident J.T. Crawford says he couldn't imagine trying to work at any higher line speeds.
I was at the chicken plant for one night. That was about all I could take.
Crawford says other employees encouraged him, saying he would pick it up eventually. He decided it wasn't worth it.
I just saw myself maybe getting a long-term injury, you know, standing there moving as fast as you can, you know, using your body basically as a tool.
Retired USDA Food Safety Inspector Phyllis McKelvey was stationed at the first plant in the U.S. to pilot the new poultry inspection system in 1999. She says under the new system, only one federal inspector is responsible for viewing birds that come through the evisceration line.
You had less than 30 seconds to inspect a chicken. How can you look at the front, back, up, and down, and inside a chicken in 30 seconds? There's no way.
The higher the line speed, the less accurate the machines operate, says McKelvey.
These machines will pull the visceral, which is the guts, out of the chicken. And a lot of times the guts hang on their prongs, and those machines just get covered up in guts, which is slinging manure all over the product.
Last week, 13 groups representing workers' rights, consumer safety, public health, and animal welfare met with the USDA to encourage food safety officials to reject the poultry industry effort to increase line speeds. A USDA spokesperson says the department's practice is to withhold comment on a petition under consideration. The USDA has placed the NCC petition online for public comment until December 13th. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.